Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Florey. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, everyone.
I know you're battling some winds, so I won't take much of your time. You can go ahead and get right into it.
Well, that wind's just been ferocious this week. but I wanted to highlight our ambassador group. We have it in Osage County. It's just a really fun, unique group. One thing that we constantly hear from private industry about our program is that our 4-H'ers excel at soft skills. Now, what do I mean by like soft skills? That's kind of a technical term. So soft skills are like good communication skills, good like the ability to read people and to problem solve using people problems, to be able to, work your resume, interview, those communication on all fronts, not only, I always say communications is twofold. It's listening and it's being able to reciprocate what you're hearing too. And so one thing that we really focus on with our ambassadors are building their soft skills. So they're a group over in Osage. They have to fill out a resume, an application. They have to interview for the process. We just finished interviewing for our new ambassador team. And then once they join the team, we again work, we have them go out and work with civic groups. They've done things like they've presented in front of our county commissioners. We really hone in on their public speaking skills. We just had ambassadors last night, and we really work on some of those leadership skills, too. Again, that ability to read people, problem solve, people problem solve. And so last night we did a really fun activity. We did where you found out if you're a left brain or you're a right brain thinker, which the study behind that shows that, we all think differently. We all problem solve differently, but we took that one step further and we're like, okay, now what does this tell you about working with people? And the kids had some really good thoughts. I could see their little brains working as far as, it shows to play to your strengths. If you know what people's strengths are, then you know how better to work with them, how to work with them in a group. It alludes to so many possibilities of how teamwork can be better if we play to our strengths, and had a really good conversation with them around that subject. And so we work with them all year. Again, they're kind of a higher leadership position within the county. So the little kids, we do a lot of interaction with the little 4-H'ers. I feel like I always talk about that's where the magic is at with 4-H, is those older 4-H'ers working with younger 4-H'ers. It's cross-generational and just has such a huge impact in those younger 4-H'ers' lives. So it's just a really good group that we work with. We have a really great team of individuals right now. We have Braylon McNally from Melvern Junior Highline. We have Kevin Whitmer from Willing Workers. We have Allie Neisler from Linden Leaders, Brody Thompson from Willing Workers, and Jayton Bossy from Willing Workers. So a really great team. We're about ready to welcome on a new team here next week at our Achievement Night. It's Monday night. It's our first Achievement Night where we get to celebrate last year's achievements. And give awards out for some highlights that happen throughout the year. So next week I'll be kind of sharing some of those awards. We have Osage and Franklin's Achievement Night. So we're looking forward to both of those events next week. And I hope to see all my 4-H'ers at those two events.
Well, love to hear, again, more people getting some recognition. Join us tomorrow for Meridazine Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent Caitlin Barthol.